and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today we have a very special program. This is Bix's birthday program. In a couple of days, Bix would have turned 99. He was born on March 10, 1903. What I'm going to do is choose several recordings by Bix from his beginning in 1924 to the last year during which he recorded in 1930, 6 years, but what a legacy. At the end of 1923, Bix joined the Wolverine Orchestra, and they had their first recording session on February 18, 1924, at the Jeanette Studios, and their last recording session was in New York on October 8, 1924. What I'm going to do is play a couple of recordings from their second recording session that was on May 6, 1924, with Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Jimmy Hartwell on clarinet, George Johnson on tenor sax, Dick Voynoe on piano, Bob Gillette on banjo, Minley Brook on brass bass, and Vic Moore on drums. And the two selections which I would like to play are Susie of the Islands, this will be take A, and Royal Garden Blues. So here is Bix in 1924, his second recording session. Thank you. course, Bix's musical genius was right there when he was born. But the point that I want to make is that already in 1924, he was playing in the way that we have grown accustomed to know. Lots of inventiveness, a mixture of hot and sad. And at the beginning of the solo in Royal Garden Blues, it sounds to me like a little bit of fanfare style. Real great stuff. Go back and listen to those two solos in Susie and in Royal Garden Blues, because they are magnificent already. Okay, the end of 1924, Bix joined the Gene Goldcat Orchestra for a very short period. It was a very poor experience. Things didn't work out. But he joined again the Gene Goldcat Orchestra in 1926. And I would like to play a couple of sides that Bix recorded with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. First, from February 3rd, 1927, Sonny Disposition. The Gene Goldcat Orchestra consists of Fred Farrar, Ray Ludwig, and on trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Bill Rank on Spiegel Wilcox on trombone, Doc Riker, Frank Trombauer, Danny Polo on reeds, Paul Mertz on piano, Howdy Quicksell on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Venuti on violin, Steve Brown on string bass, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. I will follow that with a recording from May 6, 1927, again the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. This is a Slow River with Fred Farrar, Ray Ludwig on trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Bill Rank and Spiegel Wilcox on trombone, Doc Riker, Frank Trombauer, Don Murray on reeds, Irving Riskin on piano, Howdy Quicksell on banjo, Steve Brown on bass string, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. So we jump from 1924 to 1927. There was a hiatus in Bix's recording career. He did one recording, let me see. That was on January 26, 1925, the Rhythm Jugglers session. And then there is silence until late in 1926. Well, we're going to listen then to two recordings from Bix with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra in 1927.
Rain may pitter-patter, It really doesn't matter, for life can be delish with a sunny disposition.
I forgot to mention that there was a vocal there by the Revelers. It's a very nice tune by George Gershwin. And if you want to go back and notice the great cymbal work by Chauncey Morehouse. Okay, let's continue then with the second recording from 1927 by Jim Goldcat with Bix. This is a take two of Slow River with a lot of Bix in it. That is very beautiful stuff, isn't it? Bix stayed with the Jim Goldcat Orchestra until, unfortunately, it dissolved in October of 1927, when he was in between jobs, between the Jim Goldcat Orchestra and the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. He did a few recordings, three recordings, with Willard Robinson and his orchestra under the name of the Chicago Loopers. That was on October 20, 1927. And the Loopers are Big Spiderbeck on cornet, Frank Tombauer on C melody, Don Murray on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on banjo, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to take two of I'm More Than Satisfied, and take one of Clorinda, Vic's Chicago Loopers, 1927.
Upon that hill with a sunshine filled that thrills me still with fondest memories, with fondest memories.
You'll let home but shouldn't roam.
Roam
far away, then
you can stray back to your friends in fear and gloom.
And I've been dreaming, dear, of you and wondering all the time
if I was on your mind. Florinda, Florinda, I love you, Florinda. You're a ring of hounds,
the sweetest little gal in town.
The sweetest gal, Florinda, Florinda, I want you, Florinda. People turn me down.
I'm sick and tired of running around.
I'm sick and tired of running around. You'll have your way.
You know
I work while you play.
You know I'll
bring you the bacon every day.
Keep me home.
The vocal in the last two recordings was by the Deep River Quintet. That is really lovely stuff. In Clorinda there is a very beautiful cymbal work by Vic Burton, and Vic comes in with a short but very beautiful solo there, very inventive. Again, I use the same word. What an imagination that guy had. Well, when the Gene Goldcat Orchestra broke up, Dix was with the New Yorkers, a group formed by the great bass saxophone player Adrian Rollini, but that lasted only for a couple of weeks, and eventually he joined with Frank Trumbauer the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. So now I want to go to 1928 and play a couple of recordings of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra with Bix. First, from March 12, 1928, when this has Charles Margulis, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Bill Rank on trombone, Chet Hazlett, Red Mayer on alto sax, Rube Crozier, Charles Strickfaden on the tenor sax, Irving Friedman on clarinet, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Roy Bargy on piano, Mike Pingatori on banjo, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Minley Brook on brass bass, and Hal McDonald on drums. This will be take two of When. I will follow that with My Melancholy Baby, recorded on May 15, 1928 by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with Charles Margulis, Harry Goldfield, and Eddie Pinder on, or Pinder, I guess, on trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Boyce Cullen and Wilfred Hall, Bill Rank and Jack Fulton on trombone, Chet Hazlett on bass, clarinet, and alto sax, Irving Friedman, Rube Crozier, Red Mayer on clarinet, tenor sax, or alto sax, Frank Trumbauer on alto sax here, Charles Strickfaden on tenor sax or clarinet, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek, and Charles Gaylor on violin, Roy Bargy on piano, Lenny Hayton on celeste, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Minley Brook on brass bass, and George Marsh on drums. There is a 32 obbligato by Bix to the vocal by Austin Young. So let's listen then to Bix with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1928.
Honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall.
shall be melancholy too.
That is pure, unadulterated Paul Whiteman, and Bix is doing his thing there. He doesn't care what the melody is. He invents his own. Well, Bix stayed with Paul Whiteman until September 13, 1929. That was the last recording session he had with Paul Whiteman. He collapsed on the studio and was sent home on September 15, 1929. He stayed in Davenport with a few trips here and there to Chicago, but he stayed basically in Davenport until about April 22nd, 1930. And he never rejoined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, although his seat was kept open by Paul Whiteman. Bix did a couple of recordings with Hoagy Carmichael in 1930, and then also a session with Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy gang. And eventually he put together his own band and recorded for Victor on September 8, 1930, Deep Down South, with Big Spiderbeck on cornet, Ray Ludwig on trumpet, Boyce Cullen on trombone, Benny Goodman, Jimmy Dorsey, Charles P. Wee Russell on clarinet or alto sax, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Min Lee Brook on bass sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Joe Venuti on violin, and Gene Krupa on drums. The vocal there is by Wes Vaughan, and I'm going to play take two, and then on the same session, Big Spiderbeck and his orchestra, the same composition, recorded I Don't Mind Walking in the Rain. And I'm going to play then those two recordings from the last session of Bix under his own name. This is 1930.
No problem. trouble or care. I want to be it, and that is sweet, or phone that melts in your mouth. So I repeat, Lord, guide my feet, deep down
A week later, Bix recorded a few sides with Jorge Carmichael and his orchestra, and that was the last recording session of Bix. The year following that, in 1931, on August 6th at 9:30, Bix died in his apartment alone in Queens, New York. I didn't play any of Bix with the Frank Trombauer's orchestra, nor Bix and his gang. I thought I would play sides that are not quite as well known. Bix was a genius no matter what environment he was in, and his musical lightning
was present whenever he played in a record. Well, let's now turn to the modern musicians, and I want to play one track from the latest CD by the New Wolverine Jazz Orchestra. I think this is a good one to choose for this particular birthday, Vic's birthday broadcast, because the New Wolverine Jazz Orchestra devoted themselves to playing the music of Vic and disseminating his musical guidance throughout the world. The New Wolverine Jazz Orchestra, in this edition, which is from 1999, consists of Robert Smith on piano, Harry Harman on tuba and string bass, Stuart Binstead on banjo and guitar, Chauncey Macbeth on drums and vocals, Jeff Power on cornet, Jim Elliott on trombone, tenor saxophone and clarinet, Trevor Rippingale, the leader of the band, on clarinet, alto and bass saxophones and vocals. The side that I want to play from this very nice CD is My Blue Heaven. And I don't know if you remember, those of you that participate in the forum, we had once a thread in which we discussed what records should, what songs should Vix have recorded. And I put down My Blue Heaven, and let's see what the New Wolverines can do with My Blue Heaven. Oh, guess they went for a little modern sound there. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.